Hello, hi, welcome to another episode of The Chisel Pod. Tune in for your entertainment scoop for the week.
Oh yes, Umzanzi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mo ngwaneng, or who secured the latest bag,
or just who's dripping with sauce,
and who's adding the spice.
Jonga yongi into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisel Pod.
Welcome back to another episode of the Chisel Pod. I am Joy Mpande, and as usual, I am not alone. I am where?
Khomotso Mkhanedi.
Right, and if you're new over here, then you should know that every Friday we catch you up on the latest entertainment news. And if you are a regular, that means you already know what time it is. It's a new Music Friday, so we start off, of course, with some music news. Udlala Thukzin is continuing his international journey, and he's set to jet off to the US for his tour, which is quite a big thing. That's beautiful, right?
He's been flying in and out of South Africa since last year.
Yeah. So, if you don't know Udlala Thukzin, where the hell have you been living? Where have you been? Obviously, he does have one of the biggest records in SA, which is Iplani and Amapiano. So it's good to see him, giving a taste of South Africa to the global market and continuing, obviously, from there. So shout out to him. But speaking of music news, Uimo had a blunder on stage. I know, obviously, in the past, we have seen El Tido, the MT, and other music greats fall on stage. And I guess he recently also had his own fair share experience of the fact that, yes, you're a human being and things definitely do happen during performances. So during his performance over the weekend, he fell on stage. Did you watch the video?
Yeah, I watched it.
Yeah. At least he wasn't drunk or he was not.
I thought he was drunk, but
no,
that's not the case.
That is not the case. That is not the case at all. Obviously, there was the cable. He just tripped over a cable.
Obviously, cable. Yeah. Because it wasn't that slippery.
Yeah. Oh, I did see a little bit of residue of water on stage, but I think it was mostly the cable that just let him trip and fall. But we're glad to know that he's still okay. He did not suffer any injuries or anything like that. It's just a little bit of a haha moment, and you just pick yourself up like the star that you are. And exactly. So in some other news, moving right along, Shebeshet is out of ICU, by the way, and his family are now planning to help him attend his daughter's funeral. So in case you don't know what I'm talking about, the controversial rapper was involved in a car crash on his way to a gig on June 8th. And he was seriously injured. His partner, Okulufelo, as well, sustained moderate to serious injuries. And his 9-year-old daughter died on the scene. Unfortunate. This is just a horrible, horrible story. I guess the upside for him right now is the fact that he is recovering quite well. Mm-hmm. He did have some operations done on his body. We spoke to his... the family spokesperson, James Mokgoro, who revealed that he had surgery in his leg and his shoulder as well. Now only like the TB. So he has steels in one of his legs. It could have been worse. It's good to hear that. He's going to be okay. And obviously the family is just trying to make sure that while he recovers, he's still able to attend the funeral of his late daughter, which is taking place on Saturday at Lebowakgomo in Limpopo.
It's like moving from pain going to another pain.
I can't even imagine what he's going through, if anything. But really just love and light. As we say, I can't even imagine the pain that he's going through. But what actually makes story kind of better is the fact that people are rallying behind him. I'm seeing the likes of, obviously, Julius Malema and other people have been contributing. Actually, Shebeshet's lawyer did speak about the fact that Casper Nyovest has also been contributing towards Shebeshet's well-being and praying for him. Let's have a listen to what he had to say.
On the 12 o'clock,
midnight when I found out what was happening. I mean, Shebe was taken to the hospital, at a provincial hospital, government hospital, and he could not get help. They did not have beds or some stuff like that. There was no doctors to help him, you know, and I ended up calling Julius Malema. And Julius immediately made sure the ambulance that is fit enough to hold a person in his position and take him to the hospital to get proper medical attention. Look, I can confirm to you right now, he has not lost his leg. You know, I've also heard that rumor, but you know, we're in a situation right now where we don't want to dwell much rumors. We want to make sure Shebe is back on his feet and is able to face the situation of his daughter. And Barry, I know you'd love to. I mean, he's a guy, I'm sure, he want to marry his daughter, you know, and that is what we're concentrating on getting him back on his feet, you know. Yeah.
I think, yeah, as I said, I think I definitely still share those sentiments of the fact that, I mean, it's good to see that people are rallying behind this controversial sensation and just trying to make sure that, I mean, he comes out okay. It is quite a tragic, horrific incident that took place.
Yeah. Still, the support is there.
The support is there. That's just the good side, the upside to the story. But moving right along to a different story, which is also health related. Umafikizolo's singer Nhlanhla Mofu apparently suffering from hearing loss. I was shocked to hear of this. This is the first time. I actually thought, how has she never spoken about it? How do we not know this? Has she ever spoken about it? Tell me about that story.
I was just told, I think on Monday, that she's got a hearing problems. And speaking to her, she confirmed it, that she's been in the industry for past 27 years and performing stages from what's this, America, where the noise volume, the noise level, it's up. So that's where the problem started. But recently, as she was in studio with Professor, she experienced such as well. So
that's experience, why experience such, like, what exactly took place then, that she can't maybe hear
she can't even hear on one ear. Jeez. So that's where she started speaking out, but finding out what was it like working in studio with Professor, she was reluctant to say much, but she dwelt much on the suffering of an ear.
An interesting one. I think the fact that she's been in the music industry for so long, you can imagine, I mean, that's her bread and butter. She definitely needs to hear everything that her career is music. You definitely have to hear the beat. You have to hear whatever. So yeah, hearing
plus,
is...
Plus, she said she's going on a campaign trail for an awareness around the country, because she feels that most musicians, they don't get educated about such things. So hence, it happened at a later stage.
Quite interesting. Quite an interesting one there. Someone who's not suffering from hearing loss, apparently, is the convicted Kwaito star, Ubrix, he's getting a taste of the outside world because he performed recently at Grace Point Church. That for me is quite interesting. I know, you know, God is the only one who can judge.
But with that, I think the members of Correctional Service, the department of the spokesperson department, I think they are gambling with us. I think my view is that by Briggs being there, the church, they are preparing him for the parole. But
you think so? I
mean, that's my view.
Okay.
That's my view, because they know there's nothing that you'll do that will jeopardize your parole after all. They need to give you such taste of going to reaching out to people so that they prepare you for the outside world. But I don't think this is the end of him getting the taste of the outside world.
I think he should just continue doing his time, if anything. One thing that's consistent about, and I know, as I said, God is the only one who can judge, right?
Mm.
But the consistent thing about convicted stars is that they always come out and want to just step into gospel. And I just find it, I mean, yes, maybe you found the Lord in the jail cell, but it's a bit questionable as to, like, are you just manipulating us to get, like, to soften our hearts about your past?
No,
like,
how? I get you.
I mean, it's questionable, but I mean, if he's really on a journey, I mean, good for him. And if Grace Point Church really feel...
In fact, gospel was his first love
was
of music.
It?
Okay. Yeah, it was. Even Gogo, Gog Adelaide said he grew up in church.
Mm.
He used to go to church with him every now and
was
then.
Was he releasing, did he ever release gospel?
No.
That's what I'm saying. Okay.
No, yeah. But now he can perform quite in... as an inmate, right?
Yeah, no. I don't think it will fly, because then he will have to say some very disturbing things, you know, quite a content also, especially from back in the day. What was the song that I was listening to the other day? I was like, back in the day, people used to really get away with a lot.
Mm.
Yeah, let's not sing it before I also get cancelled. Yeah, but I do think it's a bit questionable that.
And he looks buffed. Oh, mm-hmm. He looks buffed.
Mm-hmm. You kiddie papa tsako jail cell. Well, in some other news though, Uvu Sinova is quite disheartened with Bulelwa. Ooh, not me calling her Bulelwa. Zahara's sisters busy selling her furniture. That is yet another weird move from the sisters Baga Zahara. We've seen them ever since the death of the singer. They've been doing some shady stuff, and this is yet another thing. Obviously, we did see, we did report, I think a month ago, that Zahara's, they wanted to purchase Zahara's house, mm-hmm. and the way that they were going to do that, they were going to host some sort of a festival in order to just get some money and buy the place. That, for one, was wishful thinking, because how do ticket sales, how are they going to buy, you know, a million rand house? Just, I mean, you understand.
Yeah.
Unless if, you know, you are selling your tickets for
but
a ridiculous
But the funny part, I heard that they're selling even awards. How can you sell?
I think if they say that they want to preserve Zahara's legacy the way that they say,
yes,
they're supposed to keep her belongings. Thank and that's you. On that. Why are we selling the furniture? What are we going to be doing with that money? Where is it going to go? I know Zahara was staying with a brother, apparently, according to one of Zahara's sisters. And so he was staying there for quite some time. And yeah, it's just a mess. So for them to actually sell this, you know, the furniture.
They mustn't just sell it. They mustn't sell the awards, please. Yo.
Yeah. Yo. Can you imagine, yo, like, you go on Amazon and you see Zahara's award just there up for grabs.
Yo.
I wonder. And I don't think they really understand much about the entertainment industry. It is desperation, but I think they must just, I mean, try and heal and move on, instead of trying to, you know, milk your sister in her death. I think that's what they've been doing, obviously, while she was still alive, and now you're doing it yet again.
Shots.
That is, no, I mean, that's just fact. So obviously we had a chat with Vusinova, who spoke about the fact that it's difficult, and yeah. Yeah, let's have a listen to what he had to say.
No, it's just proving difficult, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it is what it is, man, you know? I've been assisting wherever I can, you know?
Mm.
I've been. I talk to them on a regular, and I assist where I can, you know? And I'm going to continue doing that until. You know, that's my family, man. You know, that's what I'm saying. When it comes to the house, you know, we try to keep the house, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it was just too costly, and just to keep it, you know,
Yeah.
And that's why we've just sort of had to let it go, you know. But in terms of our relationship, in terms of, you know, just day-to-day stuff that is needed and all of that, yeah, I'm always there for that, and they know that as well.
All right. Well, in some lighter news, though, this week, a TikTok star, Nara Smith, had to dismiss claims about stealing content ideas from our South African chef and influencer. Oh, help me with the pronunciation. Wanzwa Mbola. I think that's... if I butchered the names.
Onzwe.
Onzwe.
Yeah, I think it's Onzwe.
It's Onzwe because it's Onzwa because it's a it's an A at the end. Okay, so Onzwa. Onzwa, yeah. Onzwa Mbola. If you follow... if you're on TikTok, then you know Nara Smith is that girl. She will make you feel bad for not, you know, just using, going to buy a bar of soap, you know, and not actually creating your own. She goes as far as creating her own chappies for her family. But now there have been some similarities, I guess, that Uwanzwa kind of recognized, or rather saw in her content as well as Nara. And she claimed that, I think you're stealing my content. And she said she had to take a break from doing content because she felt Nara will just still be biting from the content. Let's have a listen to what she had to say.
Today, the video that I posted on here was different to the video that I posted on TikTok. In the voiceover on TikTok, I mentioned that I would be taking a break from content creation, and I didn't say it on here because I don't think I'll be leaving the space, but I guess whatever happens after these videos will determine if I stay on here or not. And the reason for me taking a break on that platform is that for months now, I have watched a very, very popular content creator use my ideas. And again, I'm not the first person to do anything. They have continuously used my ideas to get views. Now, that would be fine, except in South Africa, we don't get paid for views. And where she is, they get paid for views. So she has been making money off stealing my content.
Well, I think I think she shouldn't let Nara win. I think she's supposed to try and
spread the word.
Not spread the word. I mean, don't keep going. I mean, the fact that somebody like Nara, somebody who's not in the country, is recognizing your content, take it as a compliment and keep it moving.
Hence, I said, spread the word. Whoso did this for me, then, yeah, that's it.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think take it just with a pinch of salt. I think there's nothing new, obviously, under the sun anymore. When it comes to ingredients, I think you can Google anything. If I ask AI now how to create, I don't know, soap from scratch or whatever, Coca-Cola from scratch, it will definitely be able to you know, steer me in a direction where it will obviously help. So yeah, it's nothing personal. Wanzwa, we definitely miss you on the timeline. So yeah, come back and don't let Nara get you down. I guess that's the chat about that. Well, but that's been it for this edition of the Chesapod. Remember that you can find our latest podcast, review and subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you choose to get your podcast. You can also follow us on all social media platforms at ChesaLive. This ChesaPod is a Times Live production, and our producer is Demi Buzo. I have been your host, Joy Mpande. Until next time, it's goodbye for now.
Great.